חלק א' פרק ג' סעיף ג' ואמנה. We're describing the character traits that man has to have in order to be the Beria, who will be the recipient of Tov. So we spoke about the fact that there is a total Bechira. Kadosh Baruch Hu created, is it okay? Kadosh Baruch Hu created man with an internal battle between the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. He created man as a hybrid of Guf and Neshama to create also every step of the game is a Bechira. The Guf is pulling towards Ta'ava, the Guf is pulling towards Kavod, and the Neshama is pulling towards Tov and Shleimus. Vo'amnam, Sif Gimel, Gozar Tuvo Shmo, Shia Gvul Hishtadlut Hazeh HaMitztarech Lo'adam Lo'hasig HaShleimut. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above time, and essentially everything is nitzli, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, he created him with a framework, with a boundary of time, that he would be able to be masig the Tov during this time, and that helps man, because it gives him a goal, and it gives him the ability to say that I only have to push myself to nth degree. Yimei shana seina b'hem shivim shana b'migro shmonim shana, that's the outer limit, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes gives man a lesser period of time. This is a bria of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's pointed out is basara ma'amaros nivra ha'olam. When we count up in Sefer Bereishis, we only find 9. So there are all sorts of answers. And the Gemara gives the answer that Bereishis is also a ma'amar. And the Sfarno explains that Bereishis relates to the beginning of a process. The beginning of a process, speaking about a beginning, when it's relating to the world of time. Namely, Bereishis was the creation of time. This was done to help man, to give him the ability to masik shleimus, because the more things are unending, the more likely it is that man would fall. We have two realms: the realm of the hishtadlus, of the yigia, that's limited by time, and then we move over, since the tov means linking into a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is nitzli, so then the hanah is nitzlis, the olam of the schar is nitzli. So man goes through two stages: echad zman ha'avoda, avoda yigia, Hishtadlus, v'yechod zman kibol sachar. We tend to call them olam hazeh, olam haba, v'ulam midat hatov meruba, sha'avoda yesh zman mechukak. By the nature of avoda, it's a question of choosing, and so this period of testing is exactly that. It's a period that has an upper limit. K'moshi gazra chachmasi yisbaruch shemo hayoto no'el hazeh. The no'el hazeh, for some people, you know, life is very short. Some people, life is long, but even for those who life is long, it has a limit. V'kibu ha-sachar ein lo tachlit. But that second olam, that there's no need for any limitations. The tov, were to be limited, would not be a total tov. And so since that's linking into Dveikus B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's without gvulot. Elo netzach netzachim hu mitaneg v'holech v'shleimut asher kanalo. Mitaneg v'holech means that the tov is constantly growing. There's a constant dynamic within the tov, that it is constantly becoming more and more and more and more tov, whatever that may mean. V'ulam just as we have these two periods, the period of avoda and the period of sachar, matzavo ushar mikrav. In other words, that man's nature is also going to change between one and the other. And here the Ramchal is very, very different than the Rambam that we're used to learning, that in this world, in the world of Hishtadlus, we have a guf and a neshama, and then we go off into an olam haneshamos. That the Rav himself disagrees with the Rambam over there, and the Ramchal also disagrees. We remain with our body in the olam of sachar. Our body is part of us, maybe only a covering, but that covering is also a part of us. What then does change? What changes is the relationship between body and soul. Calls mana hishtadlut hinei tzarich shiyeh b'tchuna achat shiyuchu lihimatze bo kol hanyanim hamitztarchim lo kefi inyan hishtadlut hazeh. In other words, that his body and his soul, that herkev of his being, has to be, as we described in Sifim Aleph and Beis, Perush ki hinei mukhrach shetimatevo hamilchama shezacharnu. There has to be the internal battle between the Yetzer Tov, the Yetzer Hara. There has to be the broader battle between the Seichel and the Chomer, between the Neshama and the Guf. V'lo yelo dovar shiyakev. And the battle is a total battle. The battle is to the end. So now we don't have over here technical knockouts. In other words, it's a question as to what's going to end up. Where is this person? Who is he going to be? Lo yedavar shiyakev. In order that he has total bechira, so lo yedavar shiyakev esachomer milushal to lasot et shalom. His bechira could be to be a material, material man. His bechira could be to be a material man. That simply we will his guf will totally control his seichel kifi shiur haro ilo. And parallel to that, lo davar shiyakev es haseichel milushal to lasot et shalom. He could be an ish elokim. So you could be, that's the whole nature of bechira. It could be taken to either extreme. Kifi shiur haro ilo. Lo yedavar shiyigram lachomer litchazek yoser min haro'uy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu also didn't want to create a situation where the dice are loaded, where the end result is already known mirosh, that everyone has total bechira chafshis. So therefore, there's always going to be a balance. The Chomer will not be able to go beyond its limits. And the Seichel won't go beyond its limits. Even though we could have said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us Siyata Dishmaya, give us a little push, it's weigh down our Seichel a little bit, that it can override the Chomer, but then that's not Bechira. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be our decision that we should be a Baal HaTov, and therefore that balance has to always remain. In other words, that even at the end of one's life, a Kohen Gadol can become a Tzduki, because that balance is always there. There's never a point where there's not going to be a nisayon. There's never a point where a person is not going to have to make choices. Ki af al pi shemitzad echad hayanira zeyoser tov, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will tip the balance. Hinei lefi hakavona ha'amitis v'inyan hanirtze ba'adam hu kniyas hashleimos v'hishtadluto. And again, we would stress that man has to be the baal ha'tov, eino tov. So it's not good if a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what we can ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to do is to keep the balance. Right? In other words, but the decision has to be our decision. Once the decision is Kadosh Baruch Hu's decision, then we're lost. Then we lost the battle. That's not going to bring us to the tachlis. So this is all within what we'll call Olam Hazeh, namely the world of Avoda, the period Bizman HaAvoda. However, Bizman Kibul Sachar Hara Roi Shiyeh B'Matzav HaFkimiseh. There, Be'emet, the Sachar is that we link in with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Our neshama can link in with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Our guf, the way it's made in this world, is it would be a hefsek between our neshama and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam says, so get rid of the guf. The guf is just going to be nichla bakever v'gamarnu. Says the Ramchal, no. The guf can be mitaden. The guf can be reconstituted in a way that it wouldn't serve as a screen, that it wouldn't serve as a machitza, that the guf could be bottled to the body. You know, in this world, where the guf be bottled to the body, then the game's up. Then there's no bechira. The guf and the body have to be at loggerheads with one another. But with non kibul asachar roi sheib matzav hafchimise ki hinei koma shiyeh hachomer sholeit ba'osa wasman hinei lo haya elam mach shichu ma'akev al neshama shalot tzadavik v'bori yisbarach shemo. That in the Olam HaEmes, there the relationship between the neshama and the guf is that of ikar and tafel. Hachomer yanimshach achareha, that the chomer will simply be a kli in the hands of the neshama. Legamrei, v'ofen shelo yaakev v'yodakla, that would allow the neshama to get its total sachar via dveikus. And therefore, since man is going to be different, man's nature is going to be different than these two tkufos, so we need two olamos. The whole world has to be different because the whole world is simply a background for man. Alken nivru shnei olamos. We'll call the world of avoda olam hazeh. We'll call the world of sachar olam haba. Olam hazeh hamakom v'achukim hativiyim shalom. So we know in this world there are laws. There are laws of physics. There are laws of thermodynamics. There are laws of conservation of matter and energy, but that's this world. Mahim Ro'ila Adam calls on Ha'ishtadlut. within these laws, so then we can have a bechira. I know that if I shoot a cannon and I understand the vectors of physics, that I can kill someone on the other side of the mountain. In other words, that the laws may, you know, help me make my bechira. Nothing is chance. Olam Haba has its own laws. Hamakom v'achukim shalo, ma'ashiro ilob is mankibol sachar, and it's not necessarily the same laws as we have in Olam Hazeh. That's already in Olam HaNitzri, and so the whole nature of matter and soul have a different relationship in the Olam HaSachar than they have in the Olam HaAvodah. Okay, believe that tomorrow will continue with Sivav in terms of pre-chait and post-chait. What was man like before Adam HaRishon Slate for those few hours on the first day of Bria, as opposed to the man that we see in front of us? That's the thing. Hey, Vav Zayin, Chet.